Today's shiur of Mr. Buriyami is being learned live from the Yerushalayim suburb of Ramat Beit Shemesh. And we are up to Siman Tav Tzadi Ches Sif Tesvov. Now, just to continuing on from yesterday, we saw that in order to shecht on Yom Tov a chaya and an oaf, you have to have offer that is muchan from before Yantif. Otherwise, you shouldn't shecht it because it's mukta. However, if you shechted it, okay. So we saw that there are scenarios where you'd be allowed to do something. Now, if you had to do both digging the soil and crumbling it and moving mukta, for sure you should not go ahead and do it. And the Mishnah Berurah had said in Sifkat Nayin Aleph that in that case you wait until the evening. If, however, okay, you had a what we call it a deker in soil that was already soft soil, so then there were only Yisurei Derabbanan involved. Such as, for example, you know, the fact that you had the deker in there, it was already at least partially muchan, and the iser d'oraisa of digging was really only an iser d'rabbanan, because why is it only an iser d'rabbanan? It's only an iser d'rabbanan because you're not taking it for the hole, you're taking it for the dirt, right? Because the iser d'rabbanan was an iser. The iser d'oraisa would have been digging a hole for the hole, asiyas guma. But here, you were digging it for the dirt. So therefore, assuming you had the deker, you had the shovel in there, so then you do not have any iser d'oraisa. All you have is iser d'rabbanan. It's also partially muchan, and therefore you are in good shape. Now, he also brought up the fact that if you have soft soil, and on the sides of where you're digging is also soft soil, that might not even be asiyas guma at all, because the soil will then just collapse in that area. But he says even that, okay, lechatchila, you should not go ahead and take it from there, because again, unless it was muchan, even, you know, totally muchan, even with the deker in there, you should not do it lechat chila. Okay, let's move on. But what you see is that for at least one, this is important for coming into this sif, if we're just talking about one derabanan, they were mekil b'di'eved to go ahead and cover the blood with something that was involved in iser derabanan of digging a guma, or maybe even an iser derabanan of muktzah. But when you have both together, the digging, the iser of digging, and the muktzah, and, you know, kal v'chomer with the grinding, that would be a problem. So now we go tesvav, efer kira shehusak me'erev yom tov. So now there's another type of item you could use to cover the blood, and that is ash. So he says if you have ash, right, efer kira shehusak me'erev yom tov, where the ash was already made erev yom tov, meaning you already burnt up your wood, and it's now totally ash already from before Yom Tov. Mutter l'chasas bo. Okay, it's mutter to use that for kisi adam, which basically implies you're allowed to shecht totally l'chatchila, because the afer is already muchan for usages. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sip katan ayin vav. Mutter l'chasas bo. Hainu. Afil l'shchot l'chatchila adase. Even to shecht l'chatchila, it's okay. Tahav alei muchan. It's already muchan for use. It's a good use. Covering blood for kisi adam, or maybe even covering up other things like dirt or whatever, other chistaf, it's muchan. The kevan shahaya efer me etmol, okay, since there was already efer for the day before. It has usage already, okay, for whatever you're going to use it for. Okay, it's interesting. Like, you know, it's not like stones and things like that, which we say, you know, in general, those are, it's not a kli, so it's not something for use. And it's by definition mukta. He's saying no, afer is something that people use. It's an item that people use for things. Okay, especially here, you use it for covering blood. So therefore, you can shech lechatchila with this afer that was already ash from before Yom Tov. However, back to the Shulchan Aruch now. However, avalim husuk be Yom Tov, but if the wood got burnt up on Yom Tov and then it became ash on Yom Tov, aser. That's going to be aser to go ahead and use. Ella imkain hu cham sheroi litzlos bo beitza. Right, you should not go ahead and you can't go ahead and use that because you have mukta here. What's mukta about it? So this is the ultimate, as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah. This is the ultimate in nolad, because since beforehand it was wood and now it's ash, that's nolad gomor. If, however, it's still hot, so then it's basically the same as it was before when it was wood. It's something that can cook. It's called mind that this ash, even if it's already at ash, is still hot. We view it like the wood was before, that it was like a coal. It was like a coal. It was a coal before, and it's a coal now. Okay? Let's see. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifat and Ayin Zayin. Aser. Vafil ma'matir in mukta. Even according to those that allow mukta on Yom Tov. Okay? Vafilu benolad. And even according to, remember there was a Ramah, okay, that allowed even nolad, yeah, we pass it that regular nolad, okay, regular nolad is usher on Yom Tov. But even if you will allow regular nolad, this is the nolad gomer. Mikol makom, but nolad gomer kazeh. When you have a mamish, a totally new item, the mikara eitzim, before it was wood, ahashta efer, and now it's ash, kulei alma modim da usher betotal. Everyone holds that is what's called nolad gomer. There's not anyone who holds that that's not mukta. That was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was maideh. For sure, by Nolad Gomor, that it's Mukta. Then Hisik ate him Hayom. Then he says the following Chiddush. What happens if he burnt up wood on Yom Tov, on top of Algabe Efer Shaletmo, on top of Efer that was already there from before Yom Tov? Then Isare Va Efer Ba Efer, and it falls Mamish and mixes into the Efer Shaletmo. The Inyan Sheloha Yaniker Me Olam, in a scenario where the Efer itself, the new Efer, was never Nikar by itself. Meaning, it went directly into the old ash. Meaning, like, you know, you have sometimes, you have wood that's on top of old ash, and now you burn up more wood, and now it's mixed up with the old ash. So he says, in that case, it's totally not nicker. You can't tell the difference between which the ash from before and the new ash. So in that situation, that's a scenario where we hold that we don't say, Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Eino Bata. Look what he says. He says, the Bezel Leka Klala. In this situation, we don't have a klal of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. The only time we say that Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal is if the mukta was first mukta and then falls into a tarovas, meaning it was a mukta that was nikar by itself. Let's say you had some afer before by itself that was clear nolad, and then separately it falls into the afer. That would be a problem of, even though it's batel, we say Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batel, even in a tarovet, because it's going to be mutter after Yom Tov. But if it naturally falls by itself because it burnt up into the old ash, we don't say there, Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin Eino Batel, and therefore it's going to be Batel Berov. The new ash will be Batel in the old ash, and you'll be able to use it then for the Kisui Adam. Now, when we're saying here, you could, it's usher to use for the Kisui Adam, what it's really saying is you can't go ahead and shech, right? You can't go ahead and shech because it's mukta, this afer, right? When you have afer that was created on Yom Tov, it's mukta, and therefore you can't shech. But he said, if it's still hot, that it could still go ahead and it could roast an egg, then it's not going to be nolan, it's not going to be mukta. Look what he says, ayin ches, ela in kein hu cham, sheroi, the esmo, right? What he's saying is, the esmo, ba'odan eitzim, says yesterday when it was wood, hayu muchanim, it was muchanim for what? Lahesek. It was muchan for going ahead and making fire, ulevashal, and cooking, ulelitzlos, and roasting. Vodedu b'tashmisho zeh. And if the ash is still in that same tashmish, that it is muchan for fire, and for cooking, and for roasting, then it's muchan. Ba'idi d'chazi lafuchei bamidi. And since you could go ahead and you could flip that ash, Litzlias beitza, in order to go ahead and roast an egg, shakele nami, you'd be able to take it, just don't burn your hands, okay? You could take the hot ash and use it also Shakalainami umechase boladam. You can also use it to cover the blood. Now we continue on. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Bimshachat. What happens if you shacht it already? So again, when we said it's usher to use this afer that was created on Yom Tov, that meant it's usher to shacht. And therefore, but what happens if you shacht it? You were a bad boy. So he says, mutta lechasos bo. You could use even the afer that's nola, that's mukta, afal pisha in a roya, litzlos bo beitza. Even though it's not ash that can roast an egg and it's nola and it's mukta, you'll be able to go ahead and use it. Why? That's what we said earlier. That if it's just one iser of mukta, b'di'eved, they allowed you to go ahead and use it to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. Look what he says. So I intest, afal pisha ain't a roya, even though it's not roya, litzlos beitza. Bishar rabbanim mukta b'di'eved. B'di'eved, they allowed the mukta, shalom levatel mitzvahs kisui, in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah of kisui adam, the one iser the rabbanim of mukta, like we said before in our introduction, they were mocking that for the mitzvah of kisui. It's only when you add, remember, the iser mukta combined with the digging, right, which is an iser, another iser derabanan. That's when we said, okay, even b'di'eved, we don't allow you to go ahead and cover it. You have to leave the blood till after Yom Tov. Now comes the Ramah. Look what the Ramah says in Sif. Okay, continuing on in the Sif, he says, Umiyu, adif tfei lechasos bedeker notes ba'afar tichuach in yesha. He says, if it's between using afer, which is nolad, and using, like we said yesterday, soft soil that had a shovel in it, that's better. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Pei umiyu adif tfei. That's better. Why? The deker shahaya notes mi ba'od yom, a deker that was stuck in soft soil from before Yom Tov, ein bo iser mukta. Right there, we said you don't have the iser mukta because remember, it was considered like a designation for usage by having the deker in there. Right? Remember, we had one daya who said that he didn't even have to have kavana for using it. Right? But definitely those who held it, you have kavana. Now, true, we saw that lechatchila, it's not a pure mukhan, it's some like, you know, minimal mukta, but it's really not the pure mukta because the deker in it was some type of a designation for usage. And therefore, all you have is rak asiyas guma. All you have is the asiyas guma. Because that was, remember, that was an issa derabanan of mekalkel. It was melchah shein tzricha legufa. It was also a mekalkel. So that's better. So basically what we have here is, what's better to do? Is it better to do the issa mukta? Or is it better to go ahead and do the issa derabanan of asiyas guma? So this Ramah holds, the zeu kila me issa mukta. It's more kal to do the issa derabanan of mekalkel and in melchah shein tzricha legufa than the issa mukta. Achein kama achronim cholkim aga. Other achronim say no. Usfir lehefech. They hold the opposite. The mutav lechasos be'efer mukta. They hold it's better to use the mukta. There ain't no ela tiltul bi'alma. Because that's just an iser tiltul. It's not an iser. It's not a malacha derabanan. It's not an iser malacha derabanan. It's tiltul bi'alma of mukta. The lolag bi'a afar and madeker. And you should not go in and pull out the afar with the shovel. Shaosa guma bi'adayim because you're making a guma. Again, remember, we're not talking about where on the sides you have soft soil too. You know. You're still making a guma, so you're making a guma, which is nisa derabanan. That's the machlokas. We have a machlokas here between the Ramah, who says it's better to be over the nisa derabanan of digging than the nisa mukta, and we have others that say no, it's better to go ahead and be over the nisa mukta, not do the right total mukta, not do the nisa derabanan of digging. Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains what's the tzad to say that the nisa total mukta is more chomer than the nisa derabanan of malacha. Right? Of guilt. So he says, the tzad is that when you're doing the yisr tiltal of mukta, you're mamish doing the mitzvah with the yisr. Because you're moving the dirt, okay, which is mukta, onto the blood. As opposed to if you just do the yisr derabanan, you don't have mukta, so the yisr derabanan was before, you're done. But now when you're going ahead and you're putting it on the blood, you're not doing the mitzvah be yisr derabanan. Hey, that's a Shlomo Zalman brought down in the Dershow. Okay. Anyway, it's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Achronim. What's better, the Yisr Mukta or the Yisr Derabanan, or the Yisr Derabanan of digging on a guma? By the way, again, as I said, if we're talking l'chaira about digging the guma where you had soft soil on the sides, there we said that might not even be halachic digging of a guma because the whole thing collapses back into the hole. And then it's only the issue of muktzah. So if you avoided the muktzah, l'chayr, that would be the best thing. Okay, Tes Zayin, hichnis afar harbe lebeso. A guy goes ahead and he puts a lot of afar in his home, l'tzorech ginaso, for his garden. V'ukanus b'makom echad. And it's all, like, stacked, that afar, right? He puts, like, a lot of dirt and, you know, soil, whatever it is, in one area in his home for his gina. Mutu l'chasos bo. You can go ahead and you can use that for kisei adam. Why? Shekoz manchu tzavur. As long as the dirt is all stacked up in one pile of dirt, like one pile of like topsoil or whatever, daito alav l'chol mashi yitzarech. Once it's a big stack of dirt, so again, we're talking about where it's all ground up, so he says it's already muchan for whatever you're going to need. Aval im hichnis milo kupa. So again, we were up until now, we were talking where the dirt was in its makom, okay? So there we had, you know, we had issues of digging, we had issues of the dirt not being muchan, but here a guy brought a whole stack of dirt and piled it up into his home. Even though he's, right, brings it in order for have it for his garden, it's still muchan for whatever usages you're going to use it for, such as, or I shouldn't say for whatever usage, it's definitely muchan for going ahead and covering the blood, okay? And so he says, Taito alav l'chol ma shitztarech, aval im hichnis melo kupa l'tzorech ginaso lo, shemeachar shehu muat batel. He says, if you only brought in a melo kupa, which is not a huge, okay, a huge amount, okay, but it's, you know, a small amount for his gina, then he can't. Because since it's a small amount, it's going to be batel. We'll see what that all means. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzif katan pei aleph. So you bring in a lot of dirt and you stack it up in a pile, seemingly in your home for your gina. Because he brought it in, having in mind that he's using this as it's going to be topsoil in his garden to spread it out. But it's all stacked up. So therefore he says, l'kach dafka imhu afar harbe. And that's why only when it's a lot of afar is it going to be okay. When we shum the kol zman shu tzavar, that's why as long as it's stacked up and there's a lot of soil there, dirt stacked up, it's going to be okay. If you only put a little amount in, like a little, you know, like a little box or whatever, well, it's not going to be, because it's only a small amount, and it was for his gina. And even if he puts it that small amount in a corner, lo mahani, because it is for his gina. Masha'en Kane, we're going to see coming up in Sif Zayin, probably tomorrow, because we're not going to get there today. Or, I should say, Sunday. Masha'en Kane b'Sif Zayin, shehichnis l'bayis b'stam. Where you stop bringing it into the home, if you just stop bringing in dirt and it's not designated for the what, for the garden, so then even if it's a small amount, if you go ahead and you put it in a small area, okay, in a Karen Zavis, in a corner, but and you put it in a small little coupon, it's a small amount, that would be okay. There are poskim though that say that this is all dafka we're talking when he brought it into his gina. The azam rinan emumuat melokupa v'chayotze batel lagabe karka agina. There are those that say, when do we say that if it's a small amount and it's designated for the gina, it's going to be a problem? It's only if he actually brought it to the gina and put it in a, right, and put it in some type of, you know, box or whatever, then we say it's going to be batel to the karka because he brought it. Okay, he brought it to the gina. Masha'en came be machnis al bayis ol chater. However, if he goes ahead and he brings it to his home or to his chater, afal pi shelo hichnis elam lo kupa, beyichel lo makom eino batel. This shita holds that even if you bring a small amount, even if you're bringing it, okay, for your gina, but you didn't bring it actually to the gina, it's not going to be considered batel, right, for the what? For the gina, for the grant, right, for that usage, and therefore it would be okay. Sifkat and pei beis v'ukanus d'makom echad. So again, if he has a lot of this dirt all put in one area, rotzalomar shelo shatcham adayin, it means he did not yet spread it out al pnei ginaso. He did not yet spread it out in the garden. Elamanichin le'es apta, and he's doing what? He's keeping it this way. He brought it in one big pile. So he says you could go ahead and you could cover the blood with it. And he says, even to go ahead and shech l'chatchila al das afar zeh. Right? Because even though you brought this afar in for the gina, the fact that it's stacked up in a pile, it's okay. Ukamoshi Zian, like he finishes, Shekolzman, because he says, as long as it's a big pile of dirt, his daito olav, his das is to use it for other usages. Bekasu achronim, the sivzeh mairi, and he says, the achronim, right, that we're talking here once again, gam ken kishaya afar tichuach. It has to be when we're talking about soft soil, kamo ahi desif yudalad, halav hachi asa lechasas boi. Otherwise, it's going to be usher, obviously, to go ahead and cover with it, because you're going to have to then, you know, right, grind it up. Ulini l'shchot l'chadchila, and to shech l'chadchila, o l'shar tzrachim, tzarech sheyeh tuchuach kol kach, it has to be so soft, ad shelo yaseh shum guma b'netilaso. It also has to be, like we said, so soft that when you're taking the soil, right, let's say you're taking a handful of that soil, you can't make a guma out of it. Let's say you scoop out, if you make a guma, right? Unless it's going to go ahead and fall back into the hole you made a hole. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need a situation where you have a lot of soil stacked up, and when you scoop it out, you're not going to be making a guma. Because then you have the issue of making a guma, and that you would not be able to lechatchila. Remember, lechatchila shech. You might be able to be the evidence. That's all you have. That's all you have. But lechatchila, you definitely can't go ahead and shech. Okay, if you're going to make this guma the rabbanon. Sif. Katan paid dalid l'chol mashi yitzarech u'mashma d'l'chol tashmish mutter. Sounds like you could use it for any usage, not only for kisi adam. However, yesh poskim shekasvu shelo matiru el linin kisui. Some say no, they're only matir it for kisui. Shud tzarech mitzvah. Aval l'shar tashmishim lo. But for other usages, no, because basically it's still mainly brought in for what? It's mainly brought in for, he brought it in for his gina. Vafil linin kisui, and even for covering the blood, dafka d'yevet. Right, there are some that say that this is only the evet, aval lo lishchot lechatchila, not the shech lechatchila al bazet. The lo dami lisif yedzayin lekame, the kan ein achana gemura. Because here it's not a pure achana like we're going to see coming up in Siv Zayin, because kevan sheikro bo litzarach ginaso, since you need it for, you brought it in for your gina. The yesh lahachmir kisvara zu, and here he says he should be machmir like the svara. So after having said that it's totally mutter if you brought in a lot of soil. Okay, this is very relevant. I just made a garden in my yard. So you brought in a lot of soil. You brought in a lot of soil into your house for your gina. After he goes and says that it's totally mutter to shech al smach that soil to use for kisi adam, he now says that no, it's not so pashit. Maybe it's only b'di'evet, keneged the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. And also the Pashas Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's even good, right, lechatchila, to go ahead and take that soil and use it for whatever usages you want. But again, he brings the poskim that are cholek on that as well. As opposed to what we're going to see on Sunday, when he just stam brings afar in, when he stam brings in soil, so, and he doesn't bring it in for any particular purpose, not for his God, right, like, you know, like Johnson is known for using soil for mud balls, okay, to throw at friends. So since if you're just bringing in stam, not just for your gina, then that's going to be, according to everybody, that's going to be, as we'll see on Sunday, your diet, that's going to be l'chatchila, okay, to go ahead and shecht al smach that soil. Ad kan, this is complicated stuff.